and Kathy Dawes Now, along with Dave Colburn and Diane Novak. Dave, of course, on the Bike Advisory Committee for the City of Manhattan, also with Pathfinder. And Diane describes herself as a cycling advocate. That seems pretty appropriate. Been a while since we had Diane in here. But lots going on this month. It's National Bike Month, Dave, and I guess we'll let you lead off with all the multitude of activities, some that I think have already gone on, in fact, probably.
Well, the main things that have happened so far, May 1st was the start of the National Bike Challenge, where people can sign up, and it actually tracks people's mileage through September. So that's already started. And then May 2nd, Tuesday, we were at the City Commission meeting, and where Mayor Ushiretti declared it Bike Month, and we had a lot of cyclists show up for that, and that was a lot of fun. But then we've got a lot of things coming. This is by far our biggest bike month ever in terms of events, and we're doing some new things. This will be the second year. This Sunday, May 7th, is the second year for the Little Apple Pedal, which is put on in part by Manhattan Parks and Rec. This year we'll be out at the Village Plaza area out behind the old Ray's Apple Market. There will be a bike rodeo. There is going to be a slow bike ride up and down the linear trail. There'll be helmets for kids. And then a new component to that this year is a bike swap. And the vision is that people that have kids who have outgrown their current bikes can bring those in and trade them for a bigger bike. And we've never done this before. We modeled it on Eugene, Oregon's program. So we'll see how it goes. And I hope people give us a little latitude since we've never done this. But a woman, Karen Hawes, has been working her heart out, fixing up some kids' bikes, particularly some bigger ones, on the theory that the bikes that will come in will be smaller ones and there will be some bigger ones for kids to choose from. And we'll see how it goes. But it's a great idea to help people, keep kids on their bikes and find them a bigger bike when they've outgrown their smaller one, and then recycle the smaller one to somebody that can use it. So we're pretty excited about that. The Little Apple Pedal again, and the bike swaps Sunday, May 7th, starting at 2 o'clock, I think. Let's see. I've got it here. 2 to 4:30 is the official time of that event. And then officially May 10th is Bike to School Day. That's Wednesday.
And good then, weather, hopefully.
Yeah. Hopefully we're out of all this rain.
I think Thursday we're supposed to have some severe weather, but but that's a long-range forecast, yeah. But so hopefully it'll be okay.
We don't have anything officially on Thursday, although Diane's getting ready to crank up some women's bike rides that she'll talk about, I think. And then Saturday, May 13th is a gravel ride, and that's pretty much friendly to all abilities. The shortest route will be about 14 miles, which will take people an hour to hour and a half, so they need to be able to ride their bike, for that long. And there'll be a couple of longer routes. We'll be starting at the Zinedale Community Center out on Highway K-18, also known as Zinedale Road. And that'll be supported. The Manhattan Area Radio Society is going to be out on the route. We love having them help us. They keep track of the riders, and they've got emergency communications in case anybody needs some help. So we're very grateful to Manhattan Area Radio Society for their assistance. And we'll take care of people out there, and it'll be a lot of fun. And then a woman here locally named Jamie Henningsen has become a certified mountain biking instructor, and she's really passionate about getting kids on mountain bikes. But we're going to have on May 16th an introduction to mountain biking, and all abilities are welcome to that. May 19th is Bike to Work Day. And May 20th is the progressive lunch. You want to do progressive lunch, Diane?
Diane, yeah.
That one will start at Triangle Park, and there will be three different stops. And that one's family-friendly, too. It's a real slow roll. And they'll go to, no, that one's, Rodino was the breakfast one.
All right. AJ's Pizza across the street from the Pathfinder. Pathfinder and AJ's have teamed up on this event every year, and AJ's provides some pizza. And blanking on who the other sponsors are, but two or three people step up and provide some treats as we ride our bikes around town.
Sounds like fun.
Families have really enjoyed it in the past. And then on May 21st, we have our women's ride. We'll start at 1:30, ready to go at 1:30. We usually do a group picture and make a few announcements. The Pathfinder is where we'll start at, and they'll have individual, one of the mechanics there to do some last-minute minor adjustments if needed. And then we'll lead out as a group. We'll be going out on the Waubenesee Zeedale Road, too, and any route distance that the women want to do. We have two husbands that are going to be out there and on call, so if someone can't go all the way to the Zeedale Community Center, they'll bring them back to the Pathfinder. But the Zeedale Community Center is going to kind of be our midway point where we'll have water and cookies. Sparrow Specialty Coffee is providing cookies, and so they can stop and get one of those. And everyone should have a water bottle, but just in case, we'll have water there for them to fill up. And if they want to go further, they can go to Highway 99 and all the way back, which would be around 30 miles. So I think that'll be a fun ride. We've had this, I think, 4 or 5 years now, and pretty good turnout. We've had some people come from Lawrence and stuff, too, for that. So on May 26th is our final Friday ride. It's been going on. It's just a slow roll through town, just group ride, and everybody has a good time with that.
Perfect weather for all this, too. Yeah.
Yes, I hope guaranteed. So. We've had our our share of cold, wind, rain. And then on May 28th is a bike and brunch. Where does that one start at again, Dave?
Bike and brunch will start at Triangle Park.
Triangle. And then they'll ride together as a group to Radina's. And in
Blue Earth Plaza.
Yeah, for brunch. So that's bicycle friendly also. And I don't know if we want to get into Candango yet, or I can make an announcement.
Certainly, you can mention it. Sure, it'd be a good opportunity to do that.
I just want to make a plug. I am going to be starting the Women's Thursday rides, and I usually wait till the end of the month when the teachers get out, but I think I might start early because there's been some interest. So I'll be posting some stuff on the women's Facebook page for that, so they can start looking for that. And then Candango is going to be centered out of Manhattan. People start rolling in on June 8th. Check-in starts at around 2, I believe. And on June 8th, it's just going to be get acquainted with Manhattan. We're going to have the Manhattan Project Cyclist. It's a local cycling group that will take tours. The people that are coming in from Iowa and Nebraska, they're busing in people from those locations, Omaha and Des Moines. And then anybody else that's registered will take them. We have a tour set up through town, and our destination that night is Little Grill, where everybody will eat, and then come back, and everybody's based out of Blue Earth Plaza, all the hotels in that section. And then on the 9th, 10th, and 11th, there will be paved routes and gravel routes, and all distances there. It's amazing what they're setting up. They're going to have buses out there to take people to a certain spot if they don't want to go the whole distance and pick people up. And anyhow, they're getting familiar with all the communities they go through. Westmoreland's having a car show, so that'll be going on. Wamego, they're eating at Barleycorn's. I mean, it's just it's amazing how they're orchestrating this. So they have their website. Just do a search on Candango and all the details. There is a little bit of updating going on with that, but I think that's going to be cool. And I think if we have a good turnout, they'll probably be back.
Well, it's nice to have the Pottawatomie County connection too, Dave. And it sounds like you have more events than I ever remember. I mean, literally, there's just something going on all the time. And I like the fact you're working with Pottawatomie County. Anything else you're wanting to kind of add? And I know, as I mentioned, you're on the advisory committee. Just anything real briefly you want to mention today?
Oh, boy, there's a lot of things we could talk about. I want to mention Candango as well. It's a really great opportunity for a community. Candango previously has done a three-day ride, but they start further west and they work their way towards the east. And they liked Manhattan so much they wanted to just try basing out of Manhattan and staying here and taking advantage of all the things that Manhattan has to offer, but then do the rides out around in the area. And they're going to Junction City. The gravel ride on Saturday goes down to Alma. And so it's really a great opportunity for the community to show itself off because, again, as Diane said, we've got people coming in by bus from Iowa and Nebraska. There'll be people out of Missouri, and obviously Kansans coming to do this ride. So it's a chance to show off the Little Apple. The little opportunity coming up to show off the Little Apple will be that following week, June, it's the Thursday.
15th,
13th? I think it's the 15th, when Bike Across Kansas comes through, and they'll be coming through midday, and there will be an official water stop down in Blue Earth Plaza for those folks that are coming through on Bike Across Kansas. And that'll be 600-ish, some bike riders coming
600,
through.
600, 800.
Mm-hmm. We're getting to be known quite as quite a biking community. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Well, we are officially a bike-friendly community as designated by the League of American Wheelmen. And that's a cooperative effort. The city of Manhattan has been a big part of that. The Bicycle Advisory Committee and city staff have been working for a long time. And there's a lot of neat things happening around town. And as I was driving up Casement Road today, I saw the new sidewalk path that's going in that will connect the Northview neighborhoods with Northeast Community Park, and because otherwise it was tough to get over there. And so we'll now have a good, safe route for kids and families to get over and take a better advantage of that park. The most exciting thing to me personally that's going on isn't necessarily really bike-related, but we're gonna figure out, we are figuring out how to connect Northview in a safe manner up to the restaurants and Walmart and that area on the east side of Tuttle Creek Boulevard, because there's really no good way for a pedestrian or a bicyclist to get from the Northview neighborhoods up to that area. And there's gonna be a path created that'll get people up there, and then we're gonna create a good pedestrian crossing at McCall Road so that people, again, from the Northview neighborhoods can safely get across Tuttle Creek Boulevard into downtown and the older neighborhoods, Aggieville, wherever. And on the radar is to get more crossings like that. You know, I think Kimball Avenue would be next. That's a big, complicated intersection, and it's going to take a lot of money and cooperation with KDOT and take some planning, but it's absolutely on the radar screen because the Northview area is just too isolated. It's cut off by Tuttle Creek Boulevard from the rest of town, and so we're really happy and proud about those projects.
Before we wrap up today, Diane, anything else you're wanting to highlight? And boy, just so many different activities going on.
Well, I'm just really excited about the month. If anybody has any questions, they can go to the cityofmhk.com/bikemonth and read out about all the different events. And I encourage everybody to get out. Just have a great time. I mean, it can be lots of fun, especially when you have little kids that, you know, they're just beaming when they're riding with their mom and dad and stuff like that. So
need to have you give a copy to our front office gal, too, for our calendar so we can get it on our calendar. Again, we had with us today on National Bike Month, Dave Colburn with the Bike Advisory Committee, City of Manhattan, and Pathfinder, and cycling advocate Diane Novak, and appreciate both of you stopping by. When we come back, we're going to have some folks from the Riley County Health Department. Look forward to visiting with them, Breva Spencer, and she brought some folks with her. And you're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.